Okay, this is the PNB Personnel Committee meeting for February 26th, 2010. Phil Crozier convening the meeting, and welcome everyone. Let me find my draft agenda now. Let's see, would somebody like to call the roll? Nia, you want to do that?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nia.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
I'm here.
Sophia Wangaza? Marcel Reed?
Here.
Rico Ross?
Here.
Joe Gonzalez? And our Executive Director, Arlie Engelhardt, she's not a member, but she's here.
Here.
Okay.
Hi, Arlie.
We have quorum. Right. You have quorum.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, thank you. And I forgot to do this last week, but is there anybody else on that we need to recognize? Okay. Well, we're hoping Ophelia will join us soon. I guess the next item on the draft agenda that I sent out was to announce the chair election results. I assume everybody got the email. Christiane had counted them. There was a tie for chair between me, Bill Crozier, and Afia Wangaza. Afia and I had emailed back and forth with the committee, and each of us agreed to be co-chairs. And I had asked her if she wanted to chair this meeting since I chaired last one, but she asked me to do that for tonight, and then she'll do next week. So I'm real glad we're able to work that out. The next item on the agenda was agenda approval. Did everybody get a chance to the emailed out earlier today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so. I don't need to read it. Unless somebody else needs that.
The agenda, you're saying?
Yes, the draft agenda.
You should read it for the public.
All right. Oh, you're right. Thank you. Okay. Well, the next item after it announced chair election results was agenda approval. 5 minutes. Elect secretary, 10 minutes. Approve minutes for the February 19th meeting, 5 minutes. Discuss documents collected by the committee so far and determine what others are needed, 30 minutes. Map out a plan of steps for the near future work, 20 minutes. New business, 15 minutes. Determine next committee meeting date, 5 minutes. Review action items, 3 minutes. Adjourn by approximately 10:30 p.m. And I think we'll adjourn before then, unless we go over on some of these things. But any other changes or additions or corrections to the agenda? Does the time limit sound reasonable to everybody?
Yes.
At least for now? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Any objections to approving the draft agenda as I just went over? Hearing none, then it's approved. Thank you. Okay, we need to elect the secretary. Our nominations are open.
I nominate Nia.
I very, very, very...
You have to accept now, Nia.
I don't know how many berries to say very cautiously.
Anybody listening on the stream, Nia has already announced she would be willing to do it. I think she feels we're twisting her arms. But we really appreciate that. But anybody else want to nominate someone or want to self-nominate yourself for secretary?
Oh, I'm sure I have competition.
Okay. Well, feel free to ask for help if you need some. Do I hear a motion that we elect Nia by acclamation?
So moved.
Okay, any objections to that? Okay, congratulations and sympathies, Nia. We appreciate it.
May I be recognized?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Okay, and this is, in all seriousness, Dan, I wrote that with the proviso that I do get the motion, the amendments, the substitutes, and everything in electronic form. Also, this committee is very document intensive. So I will do the roll call. I will do the minutes. However, when we get into the actual work, and like I said, from past experience, it's very document intensive. I will not do all that. Not that I won't help, but not that everything should just be put on me to, for example, if we do the surveys for evaluations and all that, that I'd be expected to do all of that. So I would ask everybody to please be mindful of that.
Sounds reasonable.
So,
and you're right, there's a lot of work for all of us to do related to documentation.
Right.
Any comments about what Nia just said?
I think it's
okay.
A fair comment.
Pardon?
I think it's a fair comment.
Yes. Everybody willing to do what she was asking to help her out?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next item on the agenda is approved minutes for the February 19th meeting, which I emailed out, I believe, to everybody on Monday. Apologize. I was sick part of the weekend. I didn't get them out earlier. But is there any corrections or additions?
Yes.
Can somebody join
us? This is Ethea.
Oh, great.
Hi,
welcome, Ethea.
Okay.
We just elected Nia secretary.
That's
okay. I want to make sure you got the code and all that.
It's automatically sent.
Right.
Twice, in fact.
Yes.
It's just that I have other commitments as well as this one.
Okay. Okay, we got through agenda approval. We just elected Nia secretary, and we sure appreciate Nia's help. She's asked for assistance from all of us with other documentation beside the minutes. And we're about to approve the minutes for the February 19th meeting. Are there any corrections?
Yes, there. Go ahead, Nia. I'm going to find the...
Okay, not a problem. In action items, Bill...
Uh-huh.
It says Betty Alco will provide contact information for past personnel committee chairs.
Okay.
I would contact them to get the information and pass that on to the committee members, which I have done.
Yes.
And I think that was in, not that I mind, but just, you know, just so that the record is correct. And I think it's in another place. And I'm trying to do three things at one time. Turn the page, take the minutes, and remember what else I need to correct. There was someplace else where it was mentioned that it needs to be corrected. Maybe Athea could go ahead if she's found hers until I find it again.
I can wait for you.
This was, goodness. Okay. Could I get unanimous consent to find it and then correct it for the future minutes? It's just a similar thing. The error was just stated twice. No, I can't find it. I apologize for that.
Okay, so I had something duplicated?
Yes, that particular error was duplicated.
Okay. Anybody else have anything, and we'll come back to that when she finds it?
Yeah, there was... paragraph 5, it says that I ask that the committee be clear about what limited authority the committee has, and that the committee discussed what it may not have authority to do, and agreed with. Actually, there was no discussion of the committee's authority.
Okay.
And out of that, so that should be stricken. And out of that call, I made the motion, which is referenced in paragraph 6.
Okay, so I'm going to change that second sentence under number 5 to the committee agreed without objection, or just move that to the next
there
item,
was no
to 6.
It just goes into 6.
Okay.
To be struck, she said.
Right. So I'll strike the briefly discussed what it may not have authority to do, Did the rest of it you want to move to 6? Here's what the church was saying.
I think the next topic, that would be another sentence, and I don't think that it was agreed. My understanding of what was happening at that point in time was that we were listing points that we thought ought to be, that we ought to consider, discussion of committee assignment, authority, and priorities, short and long term. So it wasn't as if there were any motions being made, but more folk making observations or,
okay.
listing assignments, authority, priorities. It was more a stream of consciousness exchange than of anything else. And out of that exchange, I made the motion, and it was, there was only one motion. And that is, as you captured it in more fully, you describe it as an amendment, but it's the actual motion.
Yeah, under number 6?
Correct. Whoever's washing
okay.
dishes, if they'd mute themselves, it would be helpful.
Yes. Okay, so you're asking we strike the second sentence from number 5, the one that starts with the committee briefly discussed. Just strike that whole committee, that whole sentence. And then in
correct.
Number 6, and then number 6, strike, after Wangaza moved, strike that we ask past chairs for documents related to the committee, and then blank, strike all that?
No, it would,
and not the amendment. Well, I'll let you tell me, I'm sorry. Apologize.
The proper language is Wangaza moved that we ask past chairs for documents related to our committee. It's awkward, but it's accurate that the committee gather the essential information and documents from prior committee chairs necessary to define the authority of the committee for the work plan for the personnel committee in preparation for the evaluation of the ED and CFO, including review of the Pacifica personnel policy.
Okay.
That was the actual motion. There was no amendment to that motion.
Okay. So I'll say the first paragraph under 6 will say, Wangaza moved that we ask past chairs for documents related to our committee and that this be
that the committee gather the essential information and documents.
Right.
So you would strike everything from that back to the left margin.
Okay. So Wangaza moved that we ask past chairs for documents related to our committee. Still going to have that in there? Oh, no, that duplicates, doesn't it? Okay.
No, and that the committee gather the essential documents.
Okay.
Essential information documents from the prior committee chairs necessary to define the authority of the committee
okay.
for the work, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right. Are you getting all this, Nia? I'm marking this up, too, on my copy, so I can...
And then you would strike the clause, the amended version was approved without objection.
Right.
It would just, the motion was approved without objection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that. And right below that, mine too would be that I would gather the documents and send them to the committee members. That was my second.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And I apologize. I was sort of taking cryptic notes while
all right. Oh, no, that's
while okay. you're cheering. Okay. Okay. Any other changes to the minutes? Appreciate you folks looking over them and checking it. Did you find whatever else there was that was, let's see, Nia, that you were looking for?
Yeah, right below that, where it says Betty Apple, that she had the Pacific Pest.
number six.
Right. I would email information to pass. The actual documents that I received from them that I would email, which was
okay. All right. Good. All right. Thank you. Any other corrections? Do you hear a motion that we approve the minutes as amended? Okay. And then, do you want to send those out then, Afia? Correct the draft I sent out? I mean, Nia? I'm sorry, what did I just say? And then,
yeah.
If Nia can do it, and then Afia can check that, and everybody else can make sure we got those correct.
Not a problem. I'll do that.
Okay. Great, thank you. All right. So, any objections to approving them as amended? Hearing none, then they are. Okay, thank you. And I went after, before Afia came on, I was wanted to was express my appreciation for you and I being able to be co-chairs and work all this out and alternate meetings and help each other. So I think it's going to work out great. Looking forward to that. So thank you, Afia. Let's see. The next item on the agenda, discuss documents collected by the committee so far and determine what others are needed. And then I sent out a little list a little before the meeting started of the documents. I may have missed some, but if there's others we want to be looking at, that's fine, and I'm open to any discussion on any order you folks want to cover them on.
I'm looking, I had asked you to send out the list, and I do appreciate your doing so, because oftentimes we think that we've sent them to everyone, and when in point of fact we haven't. I'm not sure that I do, in fact, have all of them.
Okay. Well, I can. Anybody else missing any? We could. I could send them to some people or everybody again. Or it's easy to get them all buried in the emails.
Okay, I don't have the final version CFO ED contracts.
Okay, right. I got that from Ahmad last night, or I found it when I got this morning, and I forwarded it this morning. Did anybody else need that? I can forward it on to all of you if you need it. Let me see. Let me find the subject line. It was forward RE help getting job description and contacts for PMB Personnel Committee. Does everybody need that?
Is that, I'm going to say that again.
Okay, the subject line, I sent it at 9:16 this morning, Central Time. And
that
it's,
the subject, I can't go by that.
Yeah, okay. The subject, it was from me, the subject line was forward FWD. :RE: help getting job description and contracts for PNB Personnel Committee.
This is Rico. I got it.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll send it again to Afia. Who else needs it? Anybody?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Marcel?
Okay, I don't know when I've taken myself off of mute. My laptop is down, and for some reason, my little BlackBerry's acting up. I assume that it's dying on me.
Okay, whoops.
So I don't know which phase of where it is. But I do remember receiving that from you this morning, but I had to take my laptop into the shop.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need to send it to you again, let me know. Okay, all right, I'm sending on to Afia now.
Okay, and there was an email that Nia sent out from Lydia Brazan that was a redacted something, but I only got the cover letter. I didn't get a...
I sent a corrected email saying that I used the wrong word. That was all I got from her. So what I sent to you, so I actually changed the subject line to say what was actually sent to you. Whatever she sent to me was what I sent. It was just the cover letter. Because she had to go digging for stuff, and I have not gotten anything else from her.
And I believe you had sent the spreadsheet that it referred to, was it earlier that same day on Tuesday?
Yes. I'm sorry. Were you speaking to me?
Yeah, Neil. Mm-hmm.
Yes, whatever she sent.
CFO evaluation.
Right. But she used the incorrect subject line, and I didn't change it. I just sent it along.
Okay. I don't have a spreadsheet.
Okay, I'll forward that too. Anybody else need that? Okay, I'll send that on to Fia. Go ahead, Fia.
I don't see listed here. I sent you, in fact, I sent everybody a copy of the committee history and authority that Jack Van Aken compiled.
Yes.
Is it here in your list, and I'm just not recognizing it?
Oh, no, I left that off. Thank you. Okay, good. Yes, that was very helpful, too. Anything else we need to be looking at?
Now, there was, there's been a lot, on this list there's a lot of CFO stuff, but I only see one thing, which you're sending to me, EFED. Material. I'm concerned that there is no ED material here.
For the survey?
I don't have it.
Right. Is that correct, Nia? I don't think we got an ED survey. It was just a CFO survey. Was that right?
That is correct. There hasn't, going back to Dan Coughlin, there has been no ED evaluation, and I want it to be recognized in.
Okay, go ahead, Neil.
Yes. I read what Jack sent, and he sent that because I had asked him to, which I also forwarded when he sent it to me today. In that document, there really is no description of what this committee is supposed to be doing. There's no motion to the PNB written. You know, there is nothing there, just like Jack wrote to me. So I think what we need to do, my point is, we need to somehow address that. What is the description? What is expected of us so we're not all over the place and going into territory where we don't need to tread? I mean, that's what I read from that.
Okay. And Afia made a good point that we needed to review the committee's history and authority, and I was sort of assuming we'd do that in this section right now. But I just want to make sure we have all the documents first, that we have a list, so we know what we're looking at.
Right. Well, I was going to wait for number 8 about mapping out a plan and next steps. That's where I was going to address that.
Okay.
Well, I think it's difficult to draw a map if you don't know where you're supposed to be going, what your parameters are. So I would agree with Bill that this is the point at which we would get clear about what that is, what our authority is. I can't even find, I'm not finding even my own copy of what's his face? Jack's. Summary, which I sent out to everybody on the 25th. I don't know. When did you send yours,
right,
Nia?
I got it today and I sent it today, which is just yours. You just elaborated in mine. It's the same with your thread. He just elaborated because you know, I was on the personnel committee in 2008, and we were aware of that. So I can send it. Hold on a second.
And I see your note, Afia, that you sent yesterday evening. The subject line, it was a reply to the one that says personnel committee election, chair election.
Okay, that's why I'm losing it.
And then it's in that one.
Okay, and I'm looking for mine, which I sent today. One moment. Mine is entitled, does mine have urgent in the subject line? Because when I sent it to Jack and Lydia, I had put urgent. So please send me all related personnel documents, which I sent. Very slow.
Let's see, when did you send that? I remember seeing it, and I forget when.
It's okay. Okay, one second. Okay. I sent it at 2:49 p.m., and the subject is Documents Received Re PC Forward Urgent.
Okay, I see it. That was today. Okay. Everybody see that? That was... what Jack Bag A can send in response to her request?
Yes. Bill?
Yes.
Could I make a suggestion while people are waiting?
Okay, yeah, Neil?
Yeah. Could you read it for the public and for the rest of us on the committee? That might be easier since you found it.
Thank you. Okay. Now, was that the same thing each time? There was...
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
What he said,
okay.
When I read the email, I saw he specifically said that Athea had called him. So it's the same thing.
That he specifically says that he's sending you the same thing he sent me, which I had distributed prior to your distributing it.
Right. Okay. Okay, here's what Jack said to you. Per your request of February 19th to send all personnel committee documents to you, it occurs to me that I should forward to you also this collection of citations as to the committee's evident charge when I assembled and sent to co-chair Afia last week. So far as I can tell, the committee was initially formulated as Executive Review Committee and somehow became to be called Personnel Committee. Possibly this phrase from the June 6, 2004 ERC report is indicative of the original charge as understood by the PNB at the time, quote, is charged with evaluating the performance of the ED and CFO and making recommendations to the full board regarding employment actions, compensation, and performance measures, unquote. I can't help but note that item B from that summary, quote, B, actively involve LSBs in the ED evaluation as per the bylaws, unquote, seems to me to be based on an erroneous understanding of the bylaws, which nowhere charged the LSBs with any such responsibility. Again, I'm still reading from Jack's note. Continuing there, with no audio recordings from 2004 readily available, it is difficult to glean too much from the references to this committee scattered about in the PMB minutes, such as they are. It may be that certain duties became self-evident in pursuit of initiating those first executive reviews. Actually, so far as I know, there never was an ED evaluation, although I could be mistaken. The first CFO evaluation was initiated but not completed, parenthesis 2007. Hope this helps, Jack. And then that's followed by some motions from past meetings by
it's the motions for the formation of the committee and what the committee's assignment was, which has remained since its inception,
okay.
Limited to the evaluation of the ED and CFO.
Okay.
I also served on the 2008 committee, and I thought that there was some discussion and some action taken to prepare for ED evaluation during the time that in anticipation of evaluating Nicole. Was that not true, Nia?
Yes, I could go. Those are in my old email address, as you know, was compromised. I could go back and check to see if I could find that, but that was never approved. That was in the draft.
Well, my concern is not whether or not they were approved. But my concern is that we not expend unnecessary energy reinventing the wheel. If it's a process that we began, then looking at that and picking up from where we left off.
I can search for it.
That would be helpful.
Anybody else know anything about this, about the history? Okay. Anybody else have any comments or questions about this?
This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Since my email, the address was compromised, and you just said that you were on there, could you help to search also for it? I mean, we could look. It's going to be a while for me because I have to go and...
My hard drive to crash over the holidays. Maybe we can rely on Jack again to see what he has.
Okay, I can do that. I can try to get that from Jack.
Okay. But as far as we know, so what we're trying to find out if an ED review or evaluation was ever done?
No.
We agree that none was ever done. What we are looking for are the steps that were taken in preparation for doing an evaluation.
Right, okay. So maybe you got started, I see. Okay. And do we know if there's any documents out there for the CFO other than what we already got this week?
I think Sandra sent you those, and I should be able to send you also.
Okay. We'll send everybody, right on the committee, of course.
Sandra.
You're referring to documents other than the ones that are on the list here?
I didn't read those through thoroughly, but the ones that we worked on for the CFO evaluation, so the one that was approved by the CEO. OHTND, if my memory serves me correctly.
Okay. My question is are they not on the list? We're trying to make sure that everybody has the same documents.
I don't have time to read through them now. I didn't go through them, but maybe you could look at them and see if you recognize them. I can't tell.
Bill, are you talking about documents different from the ones that are on your list? Is the question
right? I'm just wondering if we need to be looking for more, or if anybody knows of any that would save us time on preparing for a ED and CFO evaluation. I guess we don't know, but if Jack would know, then maybe that would be a good approach to take. Maybe he could point us to them if there are any. Or know of anybody else who was on the committee back then that keeps documents like this?
Frankly, let's see. Ronzawa was on that committee. And, who else was on it? It was Jack, Ronzawa, Nia, myself. There had to be two other people. Was Wendy on it?
You know, I think that's right. I think one of those emails you sent me, it was in the information from Jack. Did it mention some names? I think I saw
that.
Yeah,
we could look. Yeah.
Is it Nia, Bill?
Yes. Oh, here it is in the one. This is on that later down that email I was reading from, March 12, 2004. Elected to the Executive Review Committee. Kolhatkar, Shields, Rondawa, Sherrell, and Roberts. That was March of 2004.
Yeah, but we're talking about 2008.
I don't know whether Wendy was on that or not. There had to be two other people who were on it, but I don't remember.
This is Nia Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, I literally just called Jack Van Aken. What I was confusing it with, and probably if he's doing the same thing, it was the ED job description, not the ED evaluation. We never worked on an ED evaluation. It was the ED job description. So we have to do an ED job description. I mean, an ED evaluation.
Evaluation.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have any information about that? Sounds likely that this is the case. You're right. So, okay. But at least we have something to start from on the CFO evaluation, that survey that was sent out.
I would suggest, since we were totally starting from scratch on the ED evaluation, that that's that would be priority.
Right.
At least we've got a baseline for the CFO. We don't have anything, it sounds, for the ED, and certainly what procedure we devise for the ED would then be applicable to the CFO's evaluation.
Right. Other comments, anybody?
I would like to move that we have a working group of like two people out of six of us to do a draft ED evaluation.
Okay.
And our ED is on the line, by the way.
Okay. Right.
Is this being streamed?
Yes.
Is this meeting being streamed, Michael?
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Go ahead.
I know there is a motion on. Yeah, I know there's a motion on the floor, but I was going to suggest that that if there is an evaluation for the CFO, when I was reading the job descriptions for the CFO and the contracts, I saw that there is a standard contract. Maybe in that evaluation that might be something that we can mold and alter it to as a starting point and use that as a create a job description for the ED.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say the same thing that I hope everybody saw the I guess it's the final approved version that I got from Ahmad. That's what we were talking about earlier that I sent to the committee this morning. The earlier version I sent, we probably should ignore because I don't think it was the final one. There were, for both the ED and CFO, there was a contract which referred to duties in an appendix, and I got confirmation from Ahmad that is the appendix is the job description, which was a separate document. So that basically lists the duties as defined officially. And is that what you're saying, Rico? We could use that as a start for evaluation survey or something? Is that what you're saying, Rico? Start with that?
Correct. Correct, exactly. Because I read the same thing, and that's what I thought of when I was reading it.
Okay. Well, any more discussion on Nia's motion to form a work group to produce a draft ED evaluation?
I would suggest that we're such a small group, and we don't have a common baseline at this point. I would suggest that we at least start off together. And then if we wanted to break into two smaller groups, then it would make sense. But at this point, we don't even have a common frame of reference.
Okay.
This is Neil. Well, we have something to jumpstart us that Rico just mentioned. So if three people get together and do that, I think it would be unreal for six of us to do it. I mean, I guess it's more streamlined. That's what we did before. And then we come to the full committee with the draft from the three people, two or three. I would say three. Three might be better.
Well, who would be interested in being on the work group? Maybe that'll settle it.
I volunteer. It's Thea and Rico so far.
I'll volunteer.
No, you don't.
Marcel.
Okay, Rico, Thea, Rico, Marcel,
No, I didn't volunteer. Nia doesn't get to make decisions for me about me.
Okay. That's right. She was, well, she's suggesting you, I guess. Okay. So
I'm opposed to that concept, so I'm not volunteering for it.
Okay, you'd rather have everybody. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that we need a common frame of reference and come to a common understanding of what it is that we're doing before we start splintering.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds like an amendment to the motion. Anybody want to talk about that? Start out at least all together before we split up? Are there any objections to going along with a FIA's amendment to start out all together?
Yes.
While we're producing the ED evaluation? Is that Nia?
Yes.
Okay. Well, any more discussion on that amendment? Okay, so I guess we need to vote. Unless we can come up with a consensus somehow or compromise.
Well, may I ask a question?
Yes.
No, just a point.
Is that Marcel?
This is Marcel, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Marcel, PFW. I just want to find out, Thea, would you tell me again what you mean by common consensus? I know what the words mean, but in this instance.
It has a common...
frame of reference.
Common use meaning.
Okay. So, I just so that I understand, we're trying to find out a way to evaluate the ED, because we have no record of there ever being an ED evaluation and no guidelines for it. So, couldn't we just adapt something? I mean, to me it seems fairly simple. We can just pull an evaluation and see which particular things apply from that evaluation and then just expand it out by the job description for the ED.
Well, this is Bill. Either way, I'm not sure I care whether we start out as a whole group or subgroup, but because we'll get back together all together anyway. We have, as an example, the CFO survey that we all got, and we have the job descriptions for both ED and CFO, and Ahmad also offered his assistance if we need anything, so he might even be able to give us some example, possibly, I don't know, ED surveys.
Well,
go ahead. Okay.
I think it might be useful to have a closed session with him as the human resources officer for the or person for the corporation.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead. Rico?
Another idea could be for us to request if he would give us a kind of starting point, draw up a piece of paper, and then we can take that and form our own version of it and let him have at least a shot at it to start with.
Actually, I would support that. That makes much more sense.
Okay. Might be less work for us. At least to start with.
I mean, Madam Chair, Mr. Chair, the reason why I say that is that I found when I was in the Personnel Committee, and this is just me, I found sometimes I was making decisions, and I really didn't feel like I had the wherewithal to make those decisions, but we were a committee, and we had to make those decisions. So I think it might be wise to have someone who that's their job, they focus on this sort of thing, give us that starting point, and then we can surely fine-tune it with the people that we have on our board.
Arlene here?
Yes, Arlene, go ahead.
Two things. Number one, I can tell you that Ahmad will be glad to, you know, have a session meeting with you. And number two, I actually developed the ED evaluation for WM&F. And the way I approached it, and we used it, they're still using it, was to take the job description and just literally list each task that was in the job description and divide them by, you know, categories. And then we asked, you know, whoever we wanted to participate in the evaluation to rank them from 1 to 5.
that's sort of what KPFT did, Management Evaluation Committee did several years back. We had a really long survey. We ended up later, in the later versions, we shortened it, but that's kind of what they did.
Just some anyway, it's just a thought.
Right. Right. But that's, that might be the easiest thing to go ahead.
I think that might, yeah. The thing is,
I can get you a copy of that M&F evaluation if you want it. It's based on their job description, which is a little different, but it has some applicability. And anyway.
Yeah, please do. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Great sense.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, I wanted to say that that's the process, as I recall it, that evolved for the CFO. So that makes sense to me as well.
Okay.
Bill, can you hear me? This is Nia.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Nia, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm saying all of those things, I am fine with that. And I don't like to say that things don't make sense, because when people have an idea, that's the person's idea. We might not, you know, necessarily like it, but it makes sense to the person that's saying it. You know, so we're here brainstorming. All of those things can work. If Ahmad meets with Marcel, she volunteered, and Rubico didn't say no, and Arlene, you know, to come, and Arlene could be part of that, and come to the committee with at least a benchmark for us to start with, rather than all of us, all six of us, trying to go through picking the categories and good. We can still do that if that draft document is sent out ahead of time. The remaining three people prepare themselves, right, and come with suggestions. We can add or we can subtract. That's what I'm saying. I'm not objecting to any of that.
Okay.
Excuse me. My proposal was that Ahmad would meet with the committee.
Yes.
Not some selected individuals.
He can still do that when the work group, whatever Ahmad has given to the people in the work group, what Arlene has suggested, and he can still come and do that. It just seems more organized to me. We would have had it ahead of time, like I said, and we could have our input rather than the six of us trying to start from scratch on a conference call.
Well, let me get back to the motion. Let me get back to the motion before. We have a motion to form a work group to produce a draft EED evaluation, and then we have an amendment to start off with, let's say, a smaller group of three. And then I was trying to figure out if all this might be another amendment or a substitute. So we kind of need to get back to that motion on the floor before we go too much further astray.
I think, I don't know whether Rico considers his a motion or not, but I certainly did, and I seconded it.
Oh, okay, to ask Ahmad first.
Correct.
To provide a draft. Okay. Or that could be an amendment to either one, I guess. Or did you want those as a substitute motion?
And to meet with the committee.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I just think that we're going to have enough work to do anyway, and that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can take it and kind of refine it. So that might not be a bad idea. I also have another question. As much as I like Arlene, would there be a perception of a conflict of interest of having the ED in on writing the evaluation of the ED?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
I wasn't suggesting that I help write it. I was just suggesting that I, you know, give you some pieces of the
And I think we should use those pieces, and if someone else has even other evaluations, we can use those to form our own, and I think we'll probably come up with a better one because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, and bear in mind that a job description for Pacifica Foundation ED is going to be different than a job description for a GM at an individual station too, but it still might be useful as a guide. Well, to get back, okay. So, did you intend your motion to be a substitute or amendment?
I would love it to
get back and get all these things settled. Which would you like it to be?
I would love it to be a substitute.
Okay, so we have a substitute motion to first ask Ahmad if he'll provide a draft. Is there any more discussion on that?
Okay, then I would amend it to that he provide that he meets with the committee and provides a draft.
Okay. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay. Are there any objections to going ahead with that substitute motion? This is just the first motion. We may do some others, of course. Okay, hearing no objections, then we'll ask, I hope you're getting all this down, Nia. Do we need to email this to you?
Yes, please. Everyone who has their substitute and their amendment, they need to be emailed to me.
Okay, can you do that, Rico, and then...
Mr. Chair, I'm not buying a computer.
Or by tomorrow or something? So she can in the minute? Okay.
Yes.
So the substitute motion was to, and as amended that we approved, was to ask Ahmad to meet with the committee and supply a...
first draft.
A first draft, if he can do that. Okay. Let me write a list of notes here, too.
And the time is up, Bill, just so you know. We're over time. They're past the 30 minutes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So let me do this. I'll meet with the committee and provide first draft. Okay, now, do we have a motion to extend time?
I move that we extend time.
Okay, how much?
10 minutes.
Okay. Are there any objections to doing that? Okay, extend time for 10 minutes. Didn't hear any objections, thank you. Let me write down the time here. It's 31 after the hour. Other motions or discussions? We discussed some other things earlier. If you want to turn any of those into motions, we could do that.
So what's the final thing now? What have we... We decided we would
ask Ahmad to meet with us and provide a first draft. But that's really all we've decided so far.
That was the amendment. So the time is... So we're going to the original... What are we doing?
I think that was a substitute, and we passed the substitute. But you can reintroduce something else that's... I mean, that's just the first step anyway.
Okay. So the substitute now becomes the main motion?
Well, if the substitute wins, then it replaces the main motion.
All right.
But... You can propose another motion. Of course, this is just sets aside the first step. First step's to meet with Ahmad, look at what he gives us. We could decide then or if you want to map out some more steps now, we could do that.
Yeah, I'm good, Bill. That's fine.
Okay.
I just need to provide.
Anybody else? Thinking about these other documents we've been looking at? Well, I'll make a suggestion. The CFO survey, that the spreadsheet that we have, please ask everybody to please look at that carefully. And that also may form a basis for even the ED survey. We might use a similar form. And then and regardless of whatever questions we come with, I think we need to be thinking pretty early, like now, how we're going to implement this so that we can get it done efficiently. Do we want an online survey? Do we want a paper survey that we send to everybody? And then we also need to decide or recommend who are going to be the evaluators. And I saw that in one of those documents, too.
Yeah, on the CFO, there was extensive discussion in the CFO evaluation about who should be involved.
Right. Okay.
And also in the history that Jack Van Aken made available to us, there is a list of folk to be involved in the process, certainly of the ED. And the previous, when there was discussion about who should be involved in the CFO evaluation as well, since there's a tendency for a whole different set of people to interact with the two officers. So we might want to compare those. But I also wanted to encourage you, Bill, to make available copies of the evaluation survey and process that you described earlier that you all used. So that would give us at least two to look at, Arlene's and yours, and then the third would be the one that whatever Amai comes up with, as well as by analogy the CFO evaluation that was devised previously.
Okay. Well, you know, I may have left that off. I guess I did leave it off the list here, but I did send, all I sent was a link, but there's an online survey we used for our general manager at KPFT. There's another one for our PD, but I didn't send that. I sent it, I believe, last Friday, but I can resend that again to everybody.
That would be
It has the questions, and it's a, like multiple choice answers with, you know, you can fill in the blank for whatever else you want.
What's the subject line?
Let me see. Let me find that. I think it was last Friday. So that would have been the 19th?
Okay. Yeah, I think I see it. Example survey for evaluating management?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. I can go by date. I can't. Time doesn't mean anything on my...
Okay, on the 19th. It's a... We used an online survey tool called Zoomerang, and I just copied the survey we had, so there's no results. And you can play with it. You can answer it if you want to see how it works. And I set this one up, this example one. You can do it multiple times. Normally, you'd set it up where each person can only fill it out one time, of course.
Is that, when you say they can only fill it out one time, can, for instance, if they were doing it, and they want to change their answer, they can change their answer?
They can change it until they hit the submit button at the end.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Once you hit submit, you can't retrieve it or change it or do it again. The way it works is that you need a list of email addresses for everybody, and you have the survey, the Zoomerang service, that's, you know, it's really pretty easy to set up. It will send a link. It'll send a message, whatever we want to, whatever explanation we want to each recipient, and each person gets a unique link. There's a number in the embedded in it, and so they're different for each person. And so then that Zoomerang keeps track of who's responded, and if it won't let anybody use that same link again. But it's anonymous. We don't get the names or the email addresses of the people who respond.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think we ought to consider using this regardless of what we come up with.
Right. And it's just one of the advantages is it does count the responses for you, and that saves a lot of work. There's still some work involved even after you get the results from this, but because you have to wade through them all and figure out what do you want to do, what do you think it means. And one thing we learned is a shorter survey is better, even when you have something like this.
It's multiple choice, did you say?
Yes. They're all multiple choice, and we also provide for a comment for each one of them. You don't have to do that. And then there's a, let's see, I'm looking at it right now, and there's a, and then at the very end, there's two just open-ended questions. Please list the one area or activity where you believe the general manager is doing best, and please list the one area or activity where you believe he needs the greatest improvement. Those are two different open-ended questions. The others are multiple choice. And another thing we've done, it doesn't show up on this one. I think it was a later version we had where we have one question that acts, oh, it is on this one, where you indicate which classification you're in case we want to separate out, say, paid staff from... board, or, you know, I don't know what categories you might want. We don't necessarily need to do that, but. You just want to make sure the sample size isn't too small in each of those categories, or you might be able to tell who the responses come from.
As I recall, in the CFO, in formulating the. Process for CFO evaluation, we did want to know the different categories, who was LSB folk, who was GM folk, who were business people, business managers at the different stations. So I think that that's meaningful in terms of being able to weigh the responses. What is the nature of the relationship between the respondent and the subject? And is the respondent, in fact, in a position to know?
Good point. Other comments or questions or suggestions, anybody? We're still on the part of the agenda where we're discussing documents collected by the committee so far and determine what others are needed.
You have 1 minute left on the extension.
Oh, right. Thank you. Well, we can move on to the next one if nobody else has anything else to discuss on this. Okay. Map out, next item on the agenda is map out a plan of steps for near future work. And we did come up with one, which is to meet with Ahmad. Any other steps we want to try to identify?
I would suggest that we, once we've met with him and we have the document or the draft that he comes up with, and on the basis of that, then we can in fact develop steps, what our next steps are going to be.
Okay. Is there anything we want to be doing in parallel with that, in case he has to spend a little time finding or producing something?
This is me. I'm a little confused as to what Thea meant by that.
Sophia?
We were, the question was whether, what our next steps would, what would be, and I'm saying that once we know where we're going, then we can create a map to get there. And the first step in knowing where we're going, in addition to establishing where we are, what our starting point is meeting with Ahmad and getting his draft. There's no reason we can't look at the other documents that we've talked about. One is the one that Arlene, the process that Arlene is going to make available to us, the one that Bill has just described. So we began studying those in the interim.
Okay.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?